Raising Happiness, 10 Simple Steps for More Joyful Kids and Happier Parents. Author, Christine Carter. The Art of Raising Happy Kids. We parents want our children to grow into happy adults, but the trouble is sometimes we feel as though our children's personalities are already more or less set in genetic stone. The good news is that we actually do have a lot of influence. Parenting practices have a tremendous effect on children's emotional outlook on life. Personality isn't predetermined at birth, and neither is happiness. Nearly half, maybe more, of the factors that determine children's happiness can be attributed to the environments in which they are raised. So there's a lot that we can do to ensure our children's happiness, and therefore ours. Because when you teach your kid the skills they need to be happy, you'll become happier yourself in the process. What does it mean to have a happy childhood? Happiness is more than a mood or a cheerful disposition. Rather, a happy life is one that is full of different types of positive emotions. The field of sociology has long shown us that people find happiness through their connections to other people. Positive emotions such as love, kindness, and empathy help us make those connections. And present-based positive emotions such as joy and contentment are obvious ingredients in a happy childhood. So it's time for you as a parent to learn how to foster these skills, habits, and mindsets that will set the stage for a wide range of positive emotions in childhood and beyond through 10 major steps. Step 1. Build your own happiness first. Our happiness as parents influences our children's happiness in a variety of ways. Extensive research has established a substantial link between parental depression and negative outcomes in their children, such as acting out and other behavior problems. It bothers kids to see their parents upset and unhappy. Depressed parents are also less likely to correct bad behavior in constructive ways. But when you as parents do what it takes for your own happiness, your children will reap the benefits. The first reason this is true is simply that kids imitate their parents. So if we model happiness our kids, we're likely to imitate what we do. Step 2. Build a village. If we had to pick the one thing that matters most to human happiness, it would be our relationships with other people. There is no stronger predictor of happiness than how robust and positive our village is. The same thing goes for our children. We all know that it takes a village to raise a child, but how many of us feel that our children are truly embedded in a strong network of parents, friends, relatives, and neighbors? The most obvious way that parents can build their children's village is to foster kids' relationships with the other inhibitors of the village. We need to embed our children in rich communities of relationships with whom they can hone their social skills. Researchers have learned that there are two tricks we can practice with our kids so they can tune into other people and establish rapport. Eye contact. Eye contact opens our neural pathways for empathy. That's why people who are negotiating a conflict are more likely to cooperate when they negotiate face to face. Positive emotion. We communicate a significant amount of information non-verbally through our tone of voice and facial expressions. Step 3. Expect effort and enjoyment, not perfection. There are two basic mindsets. People with a fixed mindset believe that talent and personalities are inborn, while those with a growth mindset believe that success is a result of effort. The easiest way for most parents to foster the growth of mindset is through praise. When we want to build up their confidence, we say, "You did really well. You must be really smart." But that's a mixed message. The fixed mindset part is tempting, but that's exactly the kind of praise that causes problems. We need to make the message constructive by saying something such as, "You did really well. You must have worked very hard." When we praise our kids by attributing their success to their innate gifts, we hand them a recipe for anxiety and joyless achievement. But when we praise children for the effort and hard work that leads to achievement, they want to keep engaging in that process. They are not diverted from the task of learning by concern with how smart they might or might not look. We can praise our kids all day long as we're attributing success to things such as effort, practice, hard work, and other things that help them grow, succeed, and be happy. Step 4. Choose gratitude and optimism. A joyful life is a function of positive emotions we experience. And positive emotions are in large part skills and habits that we can teach our children. Teaching gratitude. Practicing gratitude is easy. Simply count and recount the things in your life that you feel thankful for and ask your kids to do the same. Persistence is key. Choose a gratitude practice and stick with it until it feels natural for everybody. Teaching optimism. Kids naturally savor the future, eager anticipation of a birthday party or a big game, for example. This future savoring is a natural part of optimistic thinking, and optimism is a skill that parents can teach their children that is closely related to their happiness. Step 5. raise their emotional intelligence. The biggest difference between happy people and depressive ones is that the happy people know how to cope with their painful situations and emotions, and how to bounce back from them. Resilience in the face of difficulty requires a particular form of intelligence, emotional intelligence. Parents build their children's emotional intelligence by building secure attachment. How do we raise a securely attached child? Simply, our level of responsiveness determines how secure our children will be. Step 6. Form happiness habits. Habits are automatic processes that we don't have to think about anymore. When we drive to work on the same roads every day, we don't have to think about how we're going to get there. A specific encouragement is the best way to motivate kids to embrace new habits because it leads to a built-in reward, a naturally good feeling about themselves and their behaviors that lasts long after they perform even uninteresting tasks. As opposed to rewards with short-term influence, that good feeling itself is a reward. Step 7. Teach self-discipline. Researchers prove that self-discipline facilitates learning and information processing, and more importantly, leads to greater happiness. Don't be a pushover. Say no, even if it's difficult for you. We cannot expect our kids to develop self-control if we don't first establish what falls in bounds and out of bounds for them. Be involved. A big part of positive, authoritative parenting is following through and supervision. Kids need to perceive that their parents know where they are and with whom they are, and that they're keeping tabs on what they do with their free time. Don't be controlling, especially when they get to be teenagers. Kids need their parents to recognize that they're individuals in their own right, having their own lives. Being uncontrolling means allowing them to make their own mistakes so they can pick themselves up after falling. Step 8. Foster creativity. Many people assume that creativity is an inborn talent that their kids either do or do not have. Actually, creativity is more of a skill than an inborn talent, and it's a skill that parents can help their children develop. Because it's key to success in nearly everything we do, creativity is a fundamental component of happiness and a core skill to practice with kids. Step 9. Rig their environment for play. In our achievement-oriented world, we often lose sight of just how important play is for young children. We prioritize time spent learning letters over time in the sandbox. This is a mistake, especially for kids under 5. We parents need to respect kids' play as a built-in mechanism for becoming more socially intelligent, more creative, and happier. Step 10. Eat dinner together. Studies show that kids who eat dinner with their families on a regular basis are more emotionally stable, get better grades, and have fewer depressive symptoms. Happy kids, happy world. We are lucky to be engaged in this business of raising happiness. This work isn't trivial. It's the foundation for a better world. We're lucky to have the opportunity to teach the skills they need to be kind and compassionate, confident and emotionally intelligent, socially connected and loving. What the world needs now is more of these children.